So this all kind of fits in, doesn't it, to the whole work as tantric guru. And I'm not going to that because I know you're probably sick of hearing that, working in wind horse. But it's a great phrase, isn't it? It's not quite as good as the opiate of the people have arrived, but it's quite good. Work as tantric guru. So this makes us think about Padmasambhava, and I wanted to talk a little bit about Padmasambhava. But first, I also wanted to share a few comments of Bhante about energy and how we lose it. Yeah. So this is from a talk called Poetry and Devotion in the Sevenfold Puja, something like that, very old talk. And Bhante talks in that, and he really gets into a role on it. He talks about ways of wasting energy. So I thought I'd just share them with you because it's a great list. So here are some ways of wasting energy. I'm not telling you this so you'll know how to do it. Because we probably know. It's a checklist so that we catch ourselves when we are doing it, yeah? Grumbling. It's quite a good one, isn't it? You know the sort of thing, don't you? I'm a terrible grumbler, actually, I confess. I'm a grumbler. And I'm also the next one as well, carping criticism. You know, it's like when you know how things should be done and they don't know how to do it, and they do it. But rather than just kind of getting into some dialogue, you sort of think, I don't know why they're doing it like that. It's never going to work. And if it does, it's a fluke. You know? And I think one of the things that can come into this kind of carping criticism, if we don't catch it, is cynicism. And it's so easy to be cynical. And it is actually the antithesis of vigour. I think cynicism eats away at our virya. It's impossible, I think, to have virya and be cynical. I think they don't go together at all. And it's so easy to be cynical if you're idealistic. I can't remember exactly the Oscar Wilde quote about cynics. Anyway, often we're cynical because we're idealistic, but our ideals aren't quite being met, or we're not quite able to put them into practice. So rather than just seeing that as something that needs more work, we kind of back off from it and get a bit cynical about it. You know, it's a good defence mechanism, really, cynicism, isn't it? Because if you're cynical, nobody can get to you. It's a very good defence mechanism. But I think actually it creates a wall through which our energy cannot move as well. So I think cynicism is something, it's quite a disease, I think, that needs to be cured. And then there's dismal Jimmyism. Apparently this was an expression used in the war. Bhante talks about that. But it's that kind of, well, it's not going to work anyway. I mean, I don't know, what's the point, really, you know? I mean, this show's never going to work. You know, we're never going to be able to get into profit. We're never going to this, we're never going to that. You know, the order's never going to really be a proper order. It's never going to be this, it's never going to be that, you know. I'll probably never get ordained, probably never this, probably never that. So I think it is very much that laziness of despondency. Dismal Jimmyism. And then there's gossip. Now, gossip is fascinating, really. Well, that's what it is. It's fascinating. That's why we do it, isn't it? And when you live in a world like the FWBO, you know, to the extent we live within that, if we can call it a world, but to the extent that our network of relationships is such a shared network of relationships, and of course when we get together with friend A, we're almost certainly going to talk about friend B, because that's our lives and it's normal. Yeah, and I'm going to talk about friend B if something's happened between me and friend B. I'm going to talk about that to friend C. And then friend C is probably going to mention that to friend D because, you know, she's been affected by the fact that I've been affected and she knows friend B. And isn't it surprising that friend D would do that? And then when friend D goes to her group that night and she mentions friend A, and it just, you know, and it's going to happen. And I think to some extent, we kind of need to accept that it's going to happen, because that is how it is. So I think the important thing is to be very, very careful about what it is we send out into that network, you know? And be very careful about when we talk about ourselves, that we talk about ourselves. It's like when you do confessions. I remember, like, you do, you know, doing confessions, say, in chapters or in a GFR group or something. It's very easy for your confession to turn into a rant about the person that's made you be whatever it is you've been, you know. So I went to confess to having broken the fourth precept. My speech hasn't been very good. And why hasn't it been very good? Well, it was because so-and-so said to me such and such. And do you know? I mean, can you believe that they'd say that? I mean, it's not surprising, really, that I broke the speech precept, you know. So I think we have to rein it back in somehow, and very much be careful that what we're actually confessing or talking about or gossiping about is about me and about what's happening with me. And just bring some kind of level of sensitivity. Personally, I think it's impossible to expect the FWBO to exist without gossip. I mean, gossip in the sense of talking about other people. It's what we do, isn't it? So much of the time. I mean, we seldom... That's what we do, because our friends are other people's friends. So I think it's important to recognise that and to make sure it isn't gossip in the negative sense, and that it comes from a basis of care and not from a basis of showing yourself to be better, or from a basis of kind of, you know, showing up the lacks in the other person or something. Yeah. Anyway, the other than last one is nagging. And I think that can happen in work quite easily, can't it? Nagging, I think, can be a bit of a shorthand. So rather than having to repeat something that you've already gone through, you just kind of get into it. I told you that before. You know, it's this. Why can't you just do it? Nag, nag, nag. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, that's Banti's list. And again, he says, just stop it, he says about these. So I think the important thing about this list, grumbling, criticism, dismal Jimmyism, gossip and nagging, is that they work against creating harmony. Yeah. So in a way, they need to be turned in their head, because harmony is very much what we're trying to create, yeah?